This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I'll continue to read today from Wayne T. Melby's story about his ancestors, which I found at the Rose Oconee Museum. Last week, I had read about Tor Nya, who had married his brother Oli's widow in 1913. Farming south of Onaska was difficult at times, but eventually Tor and Anna were pleased with their decision to stay. The first house that Tor and Anna lived in was located north of the present Tor Nya house. The original house still stands, but is now used as a garage and woodshed. Tor never did homestead land, but rather worked the homestead land from Anna and Oli. Tor and Anna worked hard clearing land for farming. Andrew Morkin, who homesteaded on what is now the James Nya farm, also worked with Tor clearing land and constructing farm buildings. The soil was sandy, there was an abundance of wooded area, and rocks were plentiful. In fact, Tor constructed a rock fence on the home site. This serves not only as a farm landmark, but a reminder of all the effort that went into new land development. Tor and Anna became discouraged, and in 1916 decided they would return to Norway. They had a sail, but with the onset of World War I, their plans were dampened. Tor and Anna became naturalized citizens in the fall of 1921, and they told of driving to Roseau on dirt roads in a Model T with August Olsen to receive their naturalization papers. When World War II began, Tor and Anna said they were glad they had decided to stay. To many, Tor was known as a jack of all trades and an active member in the community. He was mechanically inclined and a progressive farmer. In addition to his farming responsibilities, he did blacksmith work in his shop north of the Tor Nya house site. He dabbled with photography and did portrait work for many families. Tor was also partner in a road construction company, but this venture was apparently short-lived. When there was a death in a neighboring family, Tor was frequently called upon to prepare the body for the funeral. Tor served many years on the school board of District 44. After the school districts consolidated, he served on the District 682 school board. He also served on the hospital board. Tor was supervisor in Golden Valley Township for many years and served on the Onaska Creamery Board from 1919 to 1951. Farming was a total family endeavor, and all members contributed significantly to the operation and expansion of the farm. Tor and Anna had five children, Theodore, James, Thor, Anna, and Signe. In addition, Anna had a daughter, Hannah, from her first marriage, and she too was an integral part of the family. Signe died when she was 20 months old from croup. When the children were young, mother and kids spent many hours herding cattle to pasture and water. As the family grew older, the responsibilities and help also increased. Throughout the years, hired men and hired ladies were oftentimes employed to assist with farm work and cooking. One of the more notable hired men was Otto Steen. Otto was from Trysil, Norway, and his family lived southeast of the Tor Nya farm. Otto worked at Nya's for 12 years and was an entertaining man. Otto was also Tor's card partner, and they had many enjoyable times playing smear. When Anna passed away in 1948, Tor and sons remained on the homestead and continued to farm. Tor enjoyed traveling and visiting relatives. He returned to Norway for visits in 1947 and 1958. During the winter months, he traveled to California, Texas, and Florida with his sons. When he returned from these trips, he usually brought back soil samples and other items of interest. These souvenirs were added to his collection in the south porch of his home. In the latter years, he would usually spend winter in Roseau at the Thorolf Melby's. He enjoyed cooking and would frequently help cook Norwegian meals. Oftentimes, he would order a box of saltwater fish for the winter months, and this added a little variety to the menu. Tor was a generous individual, and many a relative can attest to the unexpected gifts he gave them. In the spring, he would return to the farm, assisting with the farm work and tending his large garden. Tor passed away at his residence on September 10th, 1965. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.